The first Mishnah, Hakalin Sheb Demai. Hey, these are the coolers what were lenient about Hilchas Demai. Now, the loch of Demai is, these are Peris or Tfuah that you buy from an Amoritz, that they are Chashudim ala Maisris, that we're afraid that they did not take off the Maiser from these Peris. Therefore, a Chover Halakech Peris Mi Amoritz, if somebody buys these Tfuah or these fruits from an Amoritz, is Sorach Lahafresh Mehem Trumas Maiser. This is from the Rav. The Rav says you have to take off first Trumas Meiser or Meiser Sheni, and you also have to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni from Demai, which is Tfuah you bought from an Amoritz. Im Hishnas Meiser Sheni, if it's the first 2 years that you have to take off Meiser Sheni. Avo Truma Gedorla Lenechshitu Amoritz Oleh. But Truma Gedorla, that we're now afraid that when the Amoritz for sure took off Truma Gedorla. The Fishi B'Misa. Because if you eat tevel, if you eat the peris before you took off Truma Gedorla, there's a chiv misa. And also, v'ein lo shir, there's no shir how much you have to take off. Shechito achas pateras kol hakri, v'yakol nisarim bo. Even taking off one chito, one piece of wheat, pat is all the kri, the whole pile of wheat. So for take off Truma Gedorla, all the amaratzim also take it off. O meister rishon, o meister oni, ein tzorach loitziyoy, min ademai. The halacha is from Demai, these fruits, a peris, or a tfuah, you do not have to take off a maaser oni and give it to the oni, or a maaser rishon and give it to the levi, because the momen is mutter. It's only a shaila of the momen you have to give to the oni or to the levi. So then we say, since it's a sofik, if you're mechuyiv or not, the klal is hamoitzi mechaveru all of a raya. Now the kids say, this is the halacha of Demai, that if you buy regular fruit off an amoritz, you have to be choshed, he did not take off Trumas Meiser, or he did not take off Meiser Sheni, and you have to take it off. Now the Mishnah is saying there are certain pairs that are kalin that we could be maker, we could be lenient, that you do not have to take off the Trumas Meiser or the Meiser Sheni. And we'll soon see the reasons why. Ha-shisen, the first thing is shisen, that's teinim midboris, that's figs that grow wild. And the svar for these things are, since they're not choshev, first of all, maybe they come from Hefker, like a wild fig, maybe it came from Hefker, and if it growed from Hefker, the cloud is no chiv truma samaisus. And even if it came from Amoritz, since these pears are not so choshiv, that they're not so valuable, that they mean nothing, therefore wouldn't bother the Amoritz to take off truma samaisus. So we have a right to number one, he did take off truma samaisus, and therefore these things you're allowed to eat without taking off any hilchus of demai of the truma samaiser and the maiser sheni. Fihariman, that's Piris Bara Plusin. Some say Riman, that's a type of a thorn bush, or the fruits that grow off a thorn bush. Fihar Zardin, the Rav says that's it doesn't say Klo. Some say it's a little type of a berry that looks like a small apple. Or Benois Shuach, so the Rav says that's Tainim Lavonus, white figs. It grows in the forest and it grows from 3 years to 3 years. So these pears are not so choshev, and it's very probably that they are from Hefker. Therefore, they're potter from Dubai. Ubunoi Shikma, these are ten, these are also figs, hamu covers ba'armun. Vinoivlois ha tomorrow. Vinoivlois usually means the fruits that grew off, or fell off the tree, they were not ripe. So like Rav says, Tumorim Sheinu Misbashlim Bilon. These are Tumorim, these are dates that do not become ripe on the tree. V'tolshen Oishon, you pick them off the tree. U'manichen Oishon Zeh, Zeh Achiz Bashl. You leave them next to one another till they become ripe, so they're not such good pears. So this type of fruit, the Amoritz would take off a Maiser from. V'hagufanim, Gufanim is also Anovim, these are type of grapes. Shemenichen Oishon V'gefen. These are like the last grapes to become ripe. They're not such good ones, so it doesn't mean so much for the Amor to take off Meiser. We had this called a tzlaf, a type of a bush that has four different types of peiros. We had in the Gemara and Brochis. The advice that they're not so choshev for these things, so therefore there's no chash the Amor to take off. Over Yehuda Ha'ug. And Yehuda, the tree that's called the Ug, that gives off type of a red fruit, is also not so choshev. V'ha choymitz sheb Yehuda, and vinegar that's in Yehuda. Because in Yehuda, they used to make their vinegar not from wine that became spoiled, but from temet. Temet means you used to take water and throw it over the pits and the shells of the grapes. So it never really had a shame yayin on it, therefore it was not mechuyiv in Truma Samaisus. The Hakusbar, the Rav says that's Kezera Gad, a type of a seed. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kol HaShishin Pturin. All shisin are pturin. Chutz Michel Dufra. A chutz from the type of a shisin we had before, that was the dates, the tainim, the figs that grow midboris, the figs that grow wild in the midbar, is they're all potter unless they have diufra. Diufra means the Rav says shetoyin peyroisav shnei pomim b'shona. It gives off fruit 2 times the year. So that's a choshev a tree, then it's choshev, and then maybe the Amorites did not take off maizus. But all other type of shisin are always potter. Kol harimin is also pturin, is potter from demai. Chutz mirime shikamoina. A chutz from this reminder that comes from shikamoina, that's the name of a place. Kol b'noi shikmo, pturis, chutz min hamustofas. All b'noi shikmo, also type of figs. A potter, chutz from the ones that comes min hamustofas. Hamustofas means the Rav says is bashlo bilim. It becomes so ripe on the tree, achen is boku meleim. They like burst open by themselves. Shekol elu chashuvimein v'cheskosin shein boim min hefkim. This peris of min hamustofas, achoshev a peris, so we never want it did not come from hefkim. And also we have a chash, maybe the Amorites did not take off meiser, therefore it has the loch of demai. That if you buy the peris off the Amorites, you can't eat them unless first you take off Meiser and Meiser Shein, and Trumas Meiser. Yeah, Mishneh Beis. Hadmai ein loy choymish, v'ein loy beer. That means the peris of Demai was saying you have to take off Trumas Meiser, and you have to take off Meiser Shein. Now usually the loch of Meiser Shein is that when the Balabos wants to be paid to them onto money, to take the money to Yerushalayim, he has to be Meisav HaChoymish. If the peris are worth, let's say, $5, he has to add another dollar to it. Mashenkin, on the peris of Demai, you don't have to add another Choymish. V'yein loy bir, that the loch of Meisav Sheni is that the 3rd year, the Torah says, V'yarti HaKodesh min HaBayis, you have to take all the Meisav out of your house and give them away. The Rabbanim were not misakin this on their Demai. Right, the Mishnah says, "V'ne'er chol oinin." His ma'aser sheni is also to eat. An oinin is not allowed to eat it. An oinin means somebody that was mace one of his craven that's going to have to sit shiva for. So before the kfur is called an oinin, Ma'ashenke in the Paris of Demai, the ma'aser sheni you are allowed to give to an oinin. An oinin is allowed to eat it. V'nichnas liyushalayim v'yotzei. The ma'aser sheni of Demai, even though you bring it into Yerushalayim, still you're allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim again, and you could be paid with it out of Yerushalayim. Even though by regular Ma'aser Sheni, once it comes into Yerushalayim, you can't be paid there anymore, you bedafka have to eat it there. This is a kula the Rabbanan said by Demai, that even if it's brought into Yerushalayim, you could take it out again. Uma'avdin es miyutim bedrochim. Let's say you find a little bit of the Ma'aser Sheni of Demai on the drochim, on the roads, you don't have to pick it up. You could just leave it there and let it get lost. Even though by regular Ma'aser Sheni, there's a mitzvah to take care of every little bit of it. But by Ma'aser Sheni of Demai, the Rabbanim were not so machmir, you could be ma'avdin as miyut bedrochim. If a little bit get lost on the derech, on the road, you could leave it there. V'nois noy la'amoritz. You're allowed to give this Ma'aser Sheni of Demai even to an Amoritz to eat in Yerushalayim. Even though regular Ma'aser Sheni, you're not allowed to give to an Amoritz to eat in Yerushalayim, because we're afraid maybe he'll eat it when he's tummy, but Ma'aser Sheni of Demai, the Rabbanim will make him. Aber v'yoichal kinegdoi, but the person that gives it to the Amorites, he himself has to eat the value of those peres kinegdoi from his own money to buy peres and eat it in Yerushalayim b'tayra. U'mechalalim oisoi kesef al kesef, even if you have money of Ma'aser Sheni, you're allowed to be mechalal a second time. Let's say you need for some reason this money right now, You could be mechal on other money you have, even though regular ma'aseh sheinu, you can't be mechal or kesef al kesef, but by demai it's mutter. Who adin nechoshes al nechoshes, copper coins for copper coins, kesef al nechoshes, silver coins for copper coins, or nechoshes al peiros. Who adin if you have copper coins, you could be pointed them onto peiros, onto fruits. Ubilvado sheyarzo v'yiftores al peiros. So the Rav said, you're not gerus ubavad, but you're just gerus v'yachs of yiftus aperis. Fochi komar. V'yochol achs of liftus as aperis im yirtz divra meya. Even if you have peris of ma'aseh sheni, you're allowed to be poyed to them a second and third time. You can say to be poyed to them. V'chom ha'mayimrim, no, yala ha'peris v'yochol b'Yerushalayim. You have to take these peris and bring them up to Yerushalayim. The machlokes is by this last case that we said of nechoshes ala peiros. If you had originally ma'aseh sheni and you were poided onto nechoshes, and now you take the nechoshes and be poided onto peiros, so Rav Meir says you could still be poided these peiros onto money. Nechobim say no, these peiros you would have to bring and eat in Yerushalayim, and Allah is like Rav Meir, that you could even go and be paid to these Paris again onto money and take the money up to Yerushalayim and then buy Paris there in Yerushalayim to eat Paterus Ma'aseh Sheni of the Demai. This is only a kulam by Ma'aseh Sheni of Demai. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Halokeach Lezera. If you buy Tfuah, you buy these wheats off the Amorites, but you plan to use it for seeds, to seed it, to make it grow. Or else ula behema, you plan to feed it to your animals. You don't plan to eat it yourself. You plan to use this food, this wheat for your animals. Or else kemach loiris, you buy off an amoritz a flour that you can use for the skin loiris. When you want to be ma'abed the skin, to work over the skin to make it into good leather, they used to put flour into the skin. So again, you're not going to use this flour for eating. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying all these things are put them in adamayim. If you buy it off an amoritz, you do not have to take off Meiser. What about Shemen Lener? If you buy oil to use it for the purpose of a light, Lener for a light, not for the purpose of eating it. Real Shemen Losach Bayes Akelim. Real, you buy Shemen, you buy oil for the purpose of smearing it on your Kalim, on your plates or dishes, is Potem in Adamai. All these cases are Potem in Adamai since you did not buy these pears to eat it. Hey, these Tfuah or Shemen to eat it. For other purposes, it's potem in Adamai. The Rabbanim were not machmir here, even though if it would be tevel midiraisa, you would be mechuyev to take off maisus. But these things, the Rabbanim were not machmir on. So the Mishnah Vayta, mi kziv ulahalon potem in Adamai. Any peris that grow from this place called kziv and further out of Eretz Yisrael, that's potem in Adamai. Now the maisa kziv, that's the end of the mokum where the oile bovil were kovish Eretz Yisrael. In other words, even though the first time the Eilu Mitzrayim went to capture Eretz Yisrael, they captured a bigger portion of land than Eretz Yisrael. Then when they went to Golis, it lost its Kedusha. And now by Eilu Bovel, the second time when Ezra came to conquer Eretz Yisrael again, he was only Kovash up until Kziv. So up until Kziv has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But further than that, doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Paris that are growing there is Potem in Adamai. That's the Mishnah saying, Mikziv ulahalen is potem in Adamai. Any pear is growing further than Kziv out of Eretz Yisrael, you should know, is potem in Adamai. And we're not afraid that maybe the pears here were taken out from Eretz Yisrael. Hez becheskes, where you are right now, the pears are from this mokum, and this mokum is chutz loretz, therefore you potem in Adamai. Now, even though midiraisa you'd be potter from tevel gomer, even if it would be vaday tevel, but our koponim and the rabbonim made a gzera that the place is close to Eretz Yisrael, you also have to take off a meiser. But that's only if the tevel is vaday. But here that you're buying it off an amoret, since it's only a suffix, the rabbonim were not machmer in a suffix in these mekaymas of kziv and further, since really it's called out of Eretz Yisrael. The peiros have no kedushas to be mechayiv and shumas and meisers. Vaita. Chalois amoritz. So chalos means the chalo that you, an amoritz takes off. Now the Rav says the pshat is shetikun legevu chavrim. Now she had a chosh of a baker that's baking for you. And amoritz has a good baker that makes the dough and needs the dough for him. V'roitz litnan lekoyin chavr is potem laser. If this baker that's a chosh of a person to chavrim wants to give the chalo to a koyin, he should know he's potem for taking off meiser. is even though it's not Moritz's chala, he's not mechuyev to take off ma'isa when he wants to give it to the kohen. Yeviha meduma, who adin meduma? That means the tefua that belongs to not Moritz. Shenoftu loisaw min hatruma lepochas mimeyasoyim shechulim. As he had a big barrel of, let's say, a chulim dika apples, you already took off truma semaisus, and now one apple of truma fell into it. That's called meduma. It's a mixture. So since it fell into less than 100 midrabbonin, it's also tidit. Now if you buy meduma off an amoritz, you're part of a taken off meiser from it. V'haloikeach bekesef meiser sheni. Hey, something you buy with something you bought from the money of meiser sheni. In other words, you took your meiser sheni to Yerushalayim and you bought peiros there. Now, if you bought the peiros off an amoritz, you put them in a demai. Since it's from the kedushas of meiser sheni, the rabbanon parted you from demai. V'shiorei hamenoches, the leftover part of the menoches is also pot is pturim in ademai. These are all potim in ademai, because there's a chazaka that now Moritz will not give to the kain something that's ainu mesukin. Therefore, the wheat, the flour that he brought to make the mincha from was zichet vade taken off before in the meisers. What about shemen oriv? Shemen oriv, or else some say it's called shemen afarsmin. He's a special type of oil that you use for anointment to rub on your body. Is Beishamim Mechayovim. Beishamim holds that since you're using it to rub it on your body, it's Mechuyiv in Demai. If you bought it off an Amoritz, before you use it, you have to take off Meiser. Or Beisilul Poitrin. Beisilul says, no, you potter. Since it's only Shemen Orev, this is oil that you can use only to smear on your body, you're not going to eat it. So even though there's a cloud that Sichis Kishtiya, but here the Rabbonim were not Machmer. Since you're not using it for the purpose of eating it, there's no Din Demai. Because the Mai, like we're always learning, is really the pshat is that Roiv Amorites do take off Meisers. There's only a Sas Sofik with the Rabbonin, so Rabbonin will make it here. So the Mishnah Vaita, Mishnah Dalit. Had Mai Ma'arvin Boy. If you have the Mai, that means this parish you bought from an Amorites, and you did not take off the Meiser yet, is a loch, still you could use it for an Eruve Chatzeris or Eruve Trumin. Or Mishtatfin Boy. If you have a Movui, and you want everybody to mishtatif together in order to be able to carry out from the chotzer into the movi, that's called the shtufi mevois. You could also use this food that comes from demai. And the svar of the Gemara in Erevin says is, because there's a migu that if a person would want to be mafkir, all his nechostim, and become an oni, become poor, then you are allowed to eat demai. The rabbonim will make for an oni, he's allowed to eat demai. So every person really could make himself into an oni, so therefore it's called roi if anybody. Who had in the Mishnah says, Umavorachim Olav. You should know if you eat the Mai, you have to make a bracha. Or Mizamnin Olav, when you come to bench, if you make bread out of it and you bench, you have to bench for Mizumin. You have to say Brichas Amazin. Or Mafrishin Oisei Orim. When you are Mafrish the Maisa from the Mai, you can do it even though you're Orim, you're not dressed. Because you don't have to make any bracha here. Since you don't have to make any bracha, you could do it even though you're Orim. Who had in Ben Ashmoshes? Shall Erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, Ben Ashmoshes, still you're allowed to be Mafrish the Mai. Because since it's only a suffix in the Rabbonin, they will make all Ben Ashmoshes. Ho'im hiktim ma'iser shein elarishin. Who are then when you have this Paris of Demai, and you want to take off now the Meiser? So first you're supposed to take off Meiser Rishin, then Trumas Meiser, and then Meiser Sheini. What about first you took off Meiser Sheini, and then you took off Meiser Rishin? See, even though by Tevel Vade it's not Chal, but by Demai it's okay. Hey, so im hiktim ma'iser shein elarishin. If by this peiros of demai that you bought off the amoritz, you first took off ma'iser sheni and then ma'iser rishin, it's chal. As the Mishnah says, ain bekachlum. There's nothing wrong. Still, the hafrosh is chal. So the Mishnah shemen hagardi. That means hagardi. That's the orig, the weaver. A weaver, he uses oil. So the shemen hagardi sach betz boisov chayiv. Something that he smears on his fingers itself. That's chayiv in demai. Why shall gufa hu noistin v'sicha kishtiya? Because he's putting it on his body, and that we say sicha kishtiya, it's chayiv in demai. Before you rub it onto your body, you have to take off the maisers. V'sha sorik noistin b'tsemer potem in ademai. Mashenka the sorik, that's the weaver also when he uses the wool. And he puts the oil on the shemen on the wool, so that applies like Yisoyches HaKelim. You're not putting it on your body. Therefore, you put them in Admai, since you're not using this oil for your body. So even though here we're coming out that if you smear the oil on your body, on your Tzboisov, you are Chayiv in Demai, And the Chur before, in the end of Mishnah Gimel, we had that Hillel holds your potter from Shemen Orif, and we said there the vort is that you only use that Shemen for smearing it on your body. But a Teretz is that over there it's Lo Shriach. Over there it's not so Shriach Bechlal to use that Shemen Orif. It's a special oil, not too many people use it. So there the Rabbonim were not Machmer. Marashenkin here, we're talking about regular Shemen that the Gardi, the weaver, uses to smear on his fingers. So regular Shemen that people do smear on their hands, that is called Sichah Kishtiya. And you're supposed to take off Meiser first before you come to use it. Raz Adin Dema, you have to take off Meiser first. Yeah, we're up to Perik Beis. V'elu Dvorim Misasrim Demai B'chol Mokum. These are the type of foods that you have to take off Demai no matter where you buy it. Because you always have to be afraid that these payers came from Eretz Yisrael. And you have to take off Demai if you buy it from an Amoritz. Hadvelo V'hatemorim V'acharuvim Ho'oireis V'hakamoin. His figs and dates. V'acharuvim like boxer. Hoyres is rice, ukamoin, kamoin is kimmel. Okay, it's because these things are recognized that it comes from Eretz Yisrael. These fruits, when they grow in Eretz Yisrael, it's nicker, it's an Eretz Yisrael dika peri. Hoyres shebchutzlaretz, let's say you have rice that grows in chutzlaretz, so there it's potter from Trumas and Maiseris, is kola mishtamish mimenu potter. Whoever uses that is potter. That means even if you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, it's nicker, you could also tell that this is type of rice that's grown in Chutz Loretz. Therefore, it's potter from Trumas and Maiseris. And therefore, even if you buy it from an Amoritz, you do not have to take off Demai. Because the different type of rice, the rice that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, and the rice that's grown in Chutz Loretz. Therefore, you will not mistaken one for the other. So, Mishnah Beis. HaMekabel Olov Liyos Neman. If somebody wants to have a Kabbalah, like he accepts upon himself to be trustworthy, negayet ilchos maiseris. And therefore his payers will not be called demai mikan labor. Notice he's not called an amoritz anymore, but he wants to be classified as a person that's nemon to be trustworthy, that when he says that he did take off the trumas and maiseris. What does he have to do? Is maiser eshu oichel. Whatever he eats, he has to take off maiser first. V'yeshu moicher. Whatever he sells to somebody else, if he sells the fruits to somebody else, before he sells them, he has to take off Meiser. V'yesh yula keach. Anything he buys, even though he's only buying these fruits, I'm not to sell it, still, as soon as he buys it, he has to take off Meiser from them. V'yena misarech etzel amoritz. And he does not go to be a guest by an amoritz. And an amoritz is the house. Because since the amoritz is not nemun, he does not take off Meiser, it's demai. So if you want to be a neman to be trustworthy about demai, you can't go and eat peris or fruits in the house of an amoritz. Reb Yehuda says no. Af ha-misarech etzel amoritz. Even if somebody is a guest by an amoritz, still neman. He can still be trustworthy. And the pshat is because he's neman to say either he did not eat any fruits from the amoritz, or else whatever he ate there, first he took off trumas and maisris first. Omruloi, the Chum tainted back to Rabbi Yehuda, Omruloi, they said back to him, no, such a person that's not trustworthy about himself, if he himself goes and eats by an amoritz, how could you believe him when he tells other people that his fruits were taken off, when maisa was taken off? In other words, if he himself goes to eat by an amoritz, we cannot trust him anymore, even the gay to other people. Now the Mishnah says, Gimel, HaMekabel Olov Liyos Chover. If somebody's Mekabel upon himself to be a Chover, a special person, which means Mageyat HaTahiris, that whatever he does, all his peris, all his clothing is all Tohor. We don't say any of it is Tomei. So what do you have to do to have the special type of a Nemonis, to be called a Chover, that all your food and all your Mashkim are all Tohor? Is Einoi Moichel HaMoritz Lach V'Yavish. You cannot sell anything to an Amoritz, whether it's liquid or whether it's dry. Because since you're makpid to keep all your stuff tor, you're not allowed to cause chulin even to become tummy in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't sell your things to an Amoritz because you have to be afraid maybe the Amoritz will make them tummy. And you cannot buy from an Amoritz anything that has liquid, anything that's lach, because we're afraid that maybe it was makabel tumma, and you don't eat now a tomedika thing. If it's yovesh, if it's dry, then you are allowed to buy it from the Amoritz, because if it's dry, then we believe the Amoritz when he tells you that it was, didn't have any hechshel kabel tumah. No water fell upon the fruits beforehand. And we believe him on this, but we do not believe him if he says that the water was not mekabel tumah. As if the Amoritz tells you there's no hechsher, it's not even roi lekabel tumah, that we believe him. But if you have liquid that you're buying off an Amoritz, even though he tells you no tumah touched it, we don't believe the Amoritz. It's also to buy lach. You don't go and be a guest by an Amoritz in the house, because you're afraid whatever he has is tummy. And you don't let an Amoritz come into your house to be a guest by you, calls the man he's wearing his clothing. Because the clothing of an Amoritz is also tummy midrabbonin. Rabbonin were goyze because maybe his wife, when she was a nida, she sat on his clothing, and she was metam his clothing, and Amoritz is not makpid. Therefore, you can't have an Amoritz come into your house when he's wearing his clothing. We have Yehuda, Reimer, Yehuda adds, Af lo yigado behem adaka. You have to be such a person that does not raise a small behemoth. Flo ye poritz benedorim. Poritz benedorim means you should not be such a person that's very easy for you to make nedorim. Uvischaik, and don't laugh too much. Flo ye metama lemesim. You don't go and be metama, touch mesim. And you learn in the Beis HaMedrash, you have Tamid Chachamim, you talk and learn with. That's what Rabbi Yehuda adds. You need these things also to become a Chover. Omru Loi, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Loi bo elu lechlal. No, these things you do not need to become into a Chover. These are nice things to have, but these are not required to get a Shem Chover that you are nem a Negeya to Ilchas Tum of Atayra. It's only Negeya to what's Negeya to Tum of Atayra do you have to have. Mishnah Dalit. Hanachtumim loichaivu oisom chachomim lahafrish. A nachtum means a baker. When he buys the flour off the Yamoritz, the chomim will not mechayiv the baker to take off demai. Elo kedei trumas maisa v'chala. Even though they're buying the wheat from an Amoritz, they only have to take off trumas maisa, that's 1/100, and v'chala, like 1/48 of it for chala. The Rabbonim were not mechayiv the Nachtum to take off Maise Sheni. And the Gemara explains the reason is because the Nachtumim were pressured by the government like to lower their prices, so they weren't making too much money. So not to make it hard on the Nachtumim, they do not have to take off the Maise Sheni. Rather, the people that buy it from the Nachtum, they have to take off the Maise Sheni. Now, Ha-chen-vonim, that's the storekeeper that sells the breads, is einem rashoyim limcher et demai. They cannot sell demai. In other words, they, before they sell it, they have to take off the maisa sheni. And one reason is because the chenvoni, the storekeeper, they make a lot of money on it. They sell small pieces at a time, and they charge money for it. So since they did make a lot of money, them, the rabbonim were mechayev to take off the maisa sheni from this demai. Now the Mishnah says the klal is kol hamashpiyin b'midagaso rashoyim limcheres ha-demai. Whoever sells it in big quantities, a lot at a time, like the wholesale people, they're allowed to sell demai on the tzad that the people will buy it. They will take off the demai. Now elu hein hamashpiyin b'midagaso, who is considered somebody that sells on big scales, is kagoyin hasitoynos u'moichrei svua. The sitoynos. Now, sitoinos, those are the big seichrim that buy a lot and sell, buy a lot from the Baal HaTfuah and they sell it. Again, like the wholesalers, they buy a lot at a time and sell a lot. Or moichrei svua, people that sell the tfuah. Also, the people that buy and sell a lot at one time. In Mishnah, hey, Rabbi Meir Oimer, eshedarko lihimodei begasa. If someone is used to measuring it in a big measuring, now he did it one time, he sold it in a small measurement. Is tfeila daka legasa. The small measurement that he did is like bottom to the big measuring, and he has a loch as if he always sells on big scales. And therefore he's put the melaser demai. What about a shadaka limodid bedaka? If you have something that you always smell it in small things like kidneys, like beans, now you measure the big measurement. Is tefela gas ladak, even though you sold the big amount, you're still chayiv in demai. It has a loch as if you're smelling small amounts. As zel himida gas, what's considered a big mida? The yovesh, if it's a dry measurement, shleisha kabin, three kabin. Uvalach, if it's a liquid, dinar. It has to be worth a dinar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Salei Seinim means baskets of figs, Vesalei Anovim, baskets of grapes, Vekupoi Shoyorek, and baskets full of vegetables, Kozman Shumoichren, Achsoro is Potter. Because any time you sell these types of baskets, Achsoro, they say, means you don't measure it out, but Omer just to estimate how much you have in them, so that's called selling a bit large amounts, that you're potter from giving off Maisa of Demai. All right, turn over. Perek Shlishi. Ma'achilen eswa aniyim demai. You're allowed to feed a poor people an oni, you're allowed to give them demai. In other words, tfuo, fruit, wheat that you bought from an amoritz, it's a suffix if he took off trumas the maisus or not, even though you have a chiyah before you either take off the maisus, but you're allowed to give it to an oni, as mis tzedakah, even though you did not take off the maisus. V'yes achsanoi demai. If you have a guest over, some say Asanoi means the army men from the king that's mutl upon you to feed them. And since they're not at home right now, they have a locha like oni, therefore you're allowed to feed them. And some say means any erich, any guests. Also, since he's by you now, it's like a mitzvah tzedakah, therefore they were makel that you're allowed to give them a demai. Rabbi Gamliel, Amir Rabbi Gamliel says, Ma'achil es poel of demai. Your own workmen, people that are working for you, you're allowed to also feed them demai. In other words, they're considered like an oni, they're poor people, you're allowed to feed them. But the loch is not like this, like the Tanakhama, that since you have a chiyuv, an obligation to feed your workmen, so if you would pay them, feed them with demai, it's called you're paying off your obligations with demai, so you're not allowed to do that. Gaboi tzedakah. What about a gaboi tzedakah? Someone that collected tzedakah, and now he's giving it out, let's start here. Is Beishamai, Yomer Beishamai says, Noisnin es hama'usa l'sheine maser. You're supposed to give tfuah that's already taken off its meiser to an oni that you know he will not take off meiser. But if you have tfuah that was not taken off its meiser yet, lemaaser, give it to somebody yechoshev oni that you know he will take off meiser. Nimtzu comes out like this, that kol adam moich lemesukin, everybody will eat good fruits, like good pears, they'll have meiser taken off them. V'chom moimrim, the chom say though, goivin stom o mechalkin stom. No, you go around collecting, no matter who gives you the food for tzedakah, you're allowed to take it. Or mechalkin and give it out to no matter who it is. Don't make any differences. But if a person wants to be machmir upon himself and be mesakin, let him do it. And Yerushalmi explained, because the Chum are afraid if you have two different pushkis, one that people give off ma'isa, one not, we're afraid that the Amoritz will see that you're not putting his food in the right box, and he'll come baledik and he won't want to give tzedakah anymore. So not to stop people from giving tzedakah, you put all the money, all the food together, and give it out whichever way you want. And whoever receives it, if they want to be machmir and give off ma'aser, that's their business, they have a right to do it. The Mishnah Beis. Horoitze lachazoim ale yorok lohokil mimasoi. If somebody wants to lachazoim, to cut off ale yorok, the leaves, the top leaves of the vegetable, let's say you have carrots, and on top of the carrots are the long greens, lohokumi masoi, in order to make it easier for you to carry. So in other words, you're carrying now a bunch of carrots, and it's too hard for you, so you want to cut off the greens on top. So the Mishnah says, lo yashlech ad sheyaser. You should not throw away the top greens until first you take off maisrois from this bunch of vegetables. And the Mefarshim speak out, we're talking about now, that in a case where this yerek was already negad, it was like bunched together, these bunch of vegetables. And therefore, there's a chayiv to take off maisos from it already. So the Mishnah is saying in Chiddush that you're not supposed to throw away the top greens, because since it already was mechuyiv to give off maiser, if you're going to throw it away before you took off maiser, we're afraid somebody else will find it and they'll eat it without taking off maiser. So you'd be machshu, you're causing somebody else to eat something that did not have its maisers taken off. Therefore, before you throw it away, you have to take off maiser from it. Now, halakeyach yoruk min hashuk. If somebody went down to the marketplace to buy vegetables, v'nimlach lahachzir, and then he changed his mind, he wants to put it back. But first it says halakeach, you already took it. In other words, you picked it up and you made a maisa hagbo, And all it was missing is just that you have to count it out, how many you took. But the prices you do, we know these are a dollar a pound. So now it's only a question, how many pounds did you take? So since you picked it up, it's a svar to say you are koiner it. And therefore the Mishnah says, la yachzer. Now if you want to return it, you're not allowed to give it back, at she yasser, until you take off maisris first. She'ena mechusser el minyan. Why? Because what was missing just to count how much you took. But the price is yidua. We know how much the price is. Therefore, when you picked it up with in mind to buy it. We say with the hagbo alone, that you picked it up, you are koiner it, and it remains yours. Even though you have a right to return it, but it's still yours. Therefore, you have a chiv to take off maisis from it. So when you put it down now, you can't put down the whole thing, because some part you take off a maisis. So you have to pay the storekeeper, you have to pay the man how much it cost you for the maisis. Because that you can't return, that's like Isser. But the rest of it, that's chulin, you're allowed to put back. Let's say you were just standing there to see what you want to buy. You didn't pick it up yet to make a maisa hagbor. You were just looking to see what you should buy. And even though you were looking at this bunch, then you saw another bunch that's much better. Now mutal hachzir, you're allowed to put back again the first bunch. Because you did not make a mashiach, you did not pull it to yourself, you did not make any type of a kinyan, so it didn't become yours, therefore you don't have a chiyuv to give off maisers. Therefore you're allowed to put it back, even though you did not take off maiser first.
Mishnah Gimel. Ha-moitzei peiros baderech. If somebody finds fruits on the road, un-notlon lo-ochlon, and you took it, you picked it up, amanas to eat it. You had in mind to eat them. Therefore, you like a koiner it, it belongs to you now. And then, v'nimlech l'hatznia, even if you decide, you change your mind, you want to put it down again to hide it, you don't want to eat it, is lo yatznia at sheyaser. You're not allowed to put it down and hide it, put it in the ground, unless you first take off trumas amaisus. In other words, since you first picked it up and it became your fruit, and it was like tevel, so now you're not allowed to put it down unless you first take off trumas amaisus. In order somebody else should not come and take it, and they'll think that already it was mesukin, and you'll be machsho them, therefore since it's your fruits, you have to first take off trumas amaisus. V'yim etchilo notlon b'shevil shelo yavdu. Let's say at the beginning you only picked up these fruits you found on the road because you didn't want them to get destroyed. In other words, you didn't have in mind to koiner it, that it should be yours. You just want to like hold it for the owner. Is potter, then we say if you put it down, you don't have to take off trumas amaisus because it never became yours. Kol davar she'nodem reshoy lemochroi. Anything you're not allowed to sell, demai, any type of fruits that you're not allowed to sell, demai, is lo yishalach lechaberu demai. You should not send it to your friend if it's a suffix, if you took off trumas amaisus. Hey, so any time, like we had before in the Mishnais, and if you sell large quantities, you're not allowed to sell it when it's demai. If you didn't take off maisus first, the same thing, you're not allowed to send it to your friend, even for a present, if it's demai. Because you're afraid maybe he'll eat it before he takes off trumas amaisus. Rabbi Yossi Mate Bavadai and Bavad Sherdienu. Rabbi Yossi says if you send fruits, as a present to your friend, even though you did not take off Trumas Samaisis first, you're allowed to do it. As long as you tell him, you should know I'm sending you now peris that are not Masukin. So we're not afraid the person himself would take off the Trumas Samaisis. Mishnah Dalet. Ha Melech Chitin L'Teichen Kusi. If somebody takes wheat to a Kusi to grind it. Or else to an Amoritz, he should grind the wheat for you. Now, a Kusi, they were Geriemis, they had a Shein Yidin at the beginning, but they were not the Muchzik in all the mitzvahs. So, therefore, the Locher is Beches Kosin Lemaisvus Lashrius. If you gave it to a Kusi or to an Amoritz to grind it, you have a right to say he did not change around the wheat. And if you took off Trumas and Maisvus, the wheat, you ground wheat, you get back, you're allowed to eat. You have a right to say it's also the same wheat that was taken off Trumas and Maisvus. There's no Shah Shavis involved. What about L'Teichen Norchri? Let's say you gave it to a guy to grind up your wheat, even though you gave him wheat that you took off Trumas Semaisris, Demai. When you get it back from the guy, it's a suffix, it's a doubtful if he changed it with his own wheat, and therefore there is a Chi of Trumas Semaisris, or maybe it's still the same one, therefore in a suffix you have to take off. Hamafkid Peresav Eitzelakusi. Let's say you have a bundle of fruit that you give the Torah to Pekod and you want the Kusi to watch it for you. Or Yeitzel Amoritz, or else you leave it by an Amoritz. It's the same thing, Becheskosan Lemaisus Lishrius. was still becheskas kosher. If you gave it to him fruits that you already took off Trumas Maisris, when you get it back from them, you're allowed to eat them. You have a right to say they did not change it over with their own fruits, and therefore it's becheskas Maisris and Lishrias. What about Eitzel Hanoch? Let's say you left a bundle of your fruit by a guy. Then we say Kepereisef. We're afraid the guy changed around with his own fruits, and the fruit you're getting back now is the guy's fruits that you would have to take off Trumas Maisris. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even when you give it to a guy, it's not 100% will change it around. It's only a suffix. Therefore, you have to take it off like the din of Demai. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Ha-noisei lepun dokis. If somebody gives it to his innkeeper, knows he's staying by a hotel or by a motel, and he gives the innkeeper to hold it. Is maisereshu noisein lo. The fruits that you give him to hold, before you give it to him, you have to take off trumas and maisres. V'yeshu noitem imenu. And the fruit you take back from him, also you have to take off trumas and maisus. Mifnei shechashu delachlif. Because we're afraid maybe he changed around your fruits with his fruits. So therefore, his fruits that you have now did not have trumas and maisus. But before you give it to him, you have to take off trumas and maisus, because you can't be meichelim and iser. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says not like that. Omer Rabbi Yosi, ein onu achroyin l'ramoyim. We don't have to be worried about a rami, about someone that steals, that does bad things. So therefore, einoi meiser elamashu noitim imenu bavad. Rabbi Yosi yod, you don't have to take off trumas and maisers from the fruits that you give for this innkeeper to hold. Because of manashach. If he changes it around, so you don't have to be afraid to be machshlim and aniser, since he's doing an aver, like he's a rami, he's stealing from you. So all you have to do is just, when you get the fruits back, those fruits you have to take off trumas and maisers from. Because like manashach, if he didn't change it around, so good, now you're taking off trumas and maisers from your fruits. And if he did change it around, so also the fruit you're taking back now, you're going to take off trumas and maisers from. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, but the Tanakama, that even though the person is a rami, still there's a klal, you should not let anything go out of your hands that's not mesukin, that you can't eat. Mishnah Vav. Ha-noisen lechamoisai. Let's say somebody gives his mother-in-law food to hold. Is maisereshu noisen lo. You have to give him, take off trumas and maisers before you give her the fruits. And when you take back the fruits later, also you have to take off again trumas and maisers. Because we're afraid maybe she'll change it around with her own fruits. In other words, the fruits you gave her, maybe she'll make a food out of it, and maybe she's going to burn the food, so she'll make it over again, and she'll use her own fruits. So therefore, the food you get back from your mother-in-law, also you have to take off trumas and maisers. This is providing that she's not a chover, like she's also only like an amoritz, that we're afraid we don't know vadi, she took off trumas and maisus. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Roitzi bitakonas bito, uboisha mechasona. Now this is the svara, that Rabbi Yehuda, the mother-in-law, wants to make her daughter look good, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. Therefore, if the food got burnt or something, she will change around the food to give him better food. So the Mishnah, but Moida Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, benoisen lechamoisai shvius. That if you give your mother-in-law during shvius, Paris to watch, in other words, Paris that you are allowed to eat, she'eno chashud lahachlif. We're not afraid she'll change him around on shvius. Lahachlis bita shvius. That she won't do. She won't change around her fruit to make her daughter be over the Isra of eating Paris of shvius. Because that's a chomedic Isra, even the Amorites act more with the Isra of Shvius than they do from the Isra of Tevel. Yeah, Perek Revi. Halokeach Peres Mimi She'enoi Neman Ala Maisris. If you buy fruits from somebody that is not trustworthy, if he gives off Maisris, in other words, you buy it from an Amoritz. So that's a loch of Demai, that you have to take off Trumas and Maisris before you can eat it. V'eshochach lasrin, but you forgot to take off the maaser before Shabbos. Is the halacha v'shoyaloi b'Shabbos? You have a right on Shabbos, now you're like stuck. You forgot to take off the maaser before Shabbos. So the halacha is you're allowed to ask the Yamoritz if he took off maasers or not. Is yoichal apiv, and you have a right to eat according to what he says. In other words, if he says on Shabbos that yes, before Shabbos, before he sold it to you, he took off maaser, you have a right to believe him, and you could eat the peres on Shabbos. As soon as it becomes nighttime, after Shabbos, that now you do not need that heter, now you can take off the maaser yourself. Because on Shabbos, midrabbanan, you're not allowed to take off maasers. So therefore, the Rabbanim will make all to believe the Amorites. But on Mitzvah Shabbos, the Halacha is lo yoichal ad sheyaser. You're not allowed to eat the fruits until you first take off Maaser, because now you can take off the Maaser like you have to do from Peres Demai. Loy Mitzvah, let's say you did not find the original owner that you bought it from. Omer le'echot she'enu nemen al Maaseris, but somebody that's also an Amoritz, that's not Neman, we don't trust him if he took off Maaser or not. But this person says, Mosarin hein. You should know, I know that the owner did take off Maaser from it. The Lachrids again is Eichel Apiv. You're allowed to eat according to what he tells you on Shabbos. Choshcha, as soon as it becomes nighttime, Moitzoy Shabbos of Moitzoy Shabbos Le Yechel Ad Sheyaser. You're not allowed to eat until you first take off a Maaser. Trumas Maaser Shel Demai Shechosru Le Mekoyma. Let's say Trumas Maaser Shel Demai. In other words, Demai again is this fruits you buy off an Amoritz. The Lachrids, you have to take off first Maaser Rishon, and then you have to take off Trumas Maaser. Now, Truma's Maaser is, has a locha like Truma, that it's only mutter for Kayin Tit and it's also for Zar. So what happens now, if after you took off your Maaser Rishon and you took off Truma's Maaser, the Truma's Maaser fell back into the original Demai. So, Truma's Maaser shall Demai shechoz vilum kayim, it fell back into the what was left over. So it's called Meduma right now, it's like Truma's mixed into Chulin, that everything becomes Aser, so you can't eat anything now. Is Reb Shimon Shezuri, Omer Reb Shimon Shezuri has a kula and says, Af b'chol shoyaloi v'yoichal apiv. Here, you have a right to ask the original owner, the Amoritz, did you take off Maaser before I brought it off you? And if he says, yes, he did, you have a right to eat these fruits now, even though it's the middle of the weekday. Because here you have no Eitzot to masak in it, because now that the Truma's Maaser fell back into the Chulin, it's like Meduma, and if not for this heter of asking the Balabos, it would remain also if you did it. Therefore, the Rabbanim will make all to believe the Balabos. Mishnah Beis. Hamadir es chaveiro sheyoichal etzli. If you, like somebody wanted you very strongly to come over to his house, so he made like a neder and said that if you do not come over to eat by my house, I'm going to make a neder, all my property is also to you. You can't have anor from my property. The locker is, v'hu enoi ma'minoi ala maisois, but this person that wants you to come to eat by him, he's not trustworthy. He's like an Amoritz. We don't know if he took off his maestros or not. The locher is oichel imoy b'shabbos harishoyna. The first Shabbos that is bothering you to come to him, then the Rabbanim will make you to say you're allowed to eat by him. V'yafal pi sheina mamino la maestros, even though he's not trustworthy, we don't believe him really like he's an Amoritz. We don't know if he took off maestros or not. Obavad sheyoy maloy musarin hein. As long as he says this first Shabbos that he took off maestros before Shabbos, the Rabbanim will make you mishum eva. Like you see how much he wants you to come to him, he's even making a neder, so therefore, Mishum Eva, there shouldn't be fighting, the Rabbanu will make you allowed to eat by him. But providing he tells you that he did take off Maaser before Shabbos. Or the Shabbos is Shaniyah, what about the second Shabbos already? Then there's not such Eva. Like you went to him already once, now not to go to him won't be such fighting, so here the locher is Afal Pi Shenod Bimenu Hano. Even though the person makes a neder and says that if you don't come to me, I'm going to make everything I own also to you, you can't have enjoyment from it, still, lo yoichal ad sheyaser. You're not allowed to eat by him until first you go there and take off the maaser. But here you can't trust the person even though he tells you he took it off. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein odom tzorech likrois shem lemaaser oni shel demai. When you bought these pears of demai of an Amoritz, you don't even have to be courage shame to call the Maaser of Honey. The words, after you take off Maaser Rishon, you have to give Maaser Honey, a Maaser to give to the poor people. And the reason is because the Amorites are not choshed on this, they also take off Maaser Demai. The Chum say, no, courage shame being a circle hafrish. No, we have to be afraid, maybe the first Amorites did not take off Maaser Honey. Therefore, there's an Issa Tidit, it's like Tevil. So therefore, you have to be courage shame, call it, like separate it. You don't have to really take it off to give it to the Yoni. Because the main purpose here is that it shouldn't be Tevel, it shouldn't be Yasa Tidit. So once you were Kerei Hashem, you called it Maiseroni, there's no Issa Tevel anymore. Now there's only a problem. This Maiseroni, do you have to give it to the Yoni or not? So that's a regular suffix in Mammon, and the other klal always is, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olavaraya. So you don't have to give it away until the Yoni could prove it that you have to give it to him. Mishnah Dalet. Misha Korva Shame Litrumas Maaser Shel Demai. If somebody called the shame as he was Korea Shame ready for Trumas Maaser, like he took off Maaser Rishon, then he took off Trumas Maaser. Ulamaiser Roni Shavadai. or else somebody took off already on regular tevel, real tevel, not that you bought from an amoritz, but you know for sure no mice is taken off, and you already called before Shabbos mice are on, you separated the tefuah that you're going to give to the yoni. The loch is lo yitlein b'Shabbos. When it comes Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to the kohen on Shabbos or to the yoni on Shabbos, because you shouldn't give him their matanas on Shabbos. Let's say the kohen or the yoni comes, he's used to coming to eat by you, then let him come and you can let him eat. You should tell him that you should know that what I'm serving you now is either trumas mice or else it's maiseroni. If you tell somebody that's not trustworthy about maiseros, in other words, an amoritz, that you tell him, kachli mimi shu neman. If you give money to this person that's not Neman, and you tell him, please buy me fruit of somebody that is Neman. The lacher is ain't a Neman. You can't trust him. Since you didn't tell him who to go to, just to go to anybody that's Neman, we don't believe him that he went to such a person. What about Meish Pliny? You tell him clearly, go to my friend Yaakov, then Harei Zeh Neman. Then we believe him that he went to your friend. You told him to go to a special person, and that person is a Neman, then we believe him that he went to him. Holach likach mimenu. Let's say the shliach now went to the person you told him, but he said, I went to him, to Yaakov, and I didn't find him. But instead I bought from somebody else that person is also neman, is also trustworthy. Then we can't trust him. In other words, the Sam Moritz, who he considers is called the person of neman, is lav dafka real neman. So therefore we can't trust him that he really went to somebody that really knows halacha that takes up trumas and maaseros. Mishnah Vov. Ha-nichnas lir. Somebody goes into a city. V'yeinei maki rodim shom, and you don't know anybody there. Omar, so you say like this, Mikan Neman, Mikan Meiser. Who is somebody that's trustworthy? Who is somebody that takes off Meiser? Like, I want to buy fruits off this person. Omar Loyecha, somebody says, Ani Ein Neman. I'll tell you the truth. Me, myself, I'm not trustworthy. You can't believe me. I don't take off Trumas and Meisers. Omar Loy, but he tells you, Ish Pliny Neman, but I know this person here, this Yaakov, he is a Neman. Halach with a raisin neman, then you could trust him. Since he tells you the truth like he is not and the other person is, you can believe him. Hok holach likach mimenu. So you went to that person that this person said to buy from. You went to Yaakov. Oh my lord, so he asked Yaakov, Mikan moicher yoshen. Is there anybody that sells old fruits? In other words, they're much better. The old fruits are better. Oh my lord, so Yaakov answered back, Mi sheshlachacho etzli. The person that sent you to me, he sells old fruit, very good fruit. Even though they're like playing games, one is helping out the other one, still haray edel nemonim. You have a right to believe them both, and they're both etzemes, that the fruits you bought from here are meiser, and you could trust what he said, although the other ones are good fruits. And the reason is, Mefarshim say, because since you're an Uruch, you're a guest like here, the Rabbanan said you could be makel to believe the people that tell you what they're doing. So Mishnah Zayin, ha-chamorim, the people that sell tfua on their donkeys, they travel from place to place to sell fruits or vegetables or tfua, grain. Omar Echod, so ha-chamorim she-nichtasul year, they came into the city. Omar Echod, one said, Shali Chodesh, my tfua is new, not so good one. Fishal chavir very yoshin, but for my friends, that's old ones, that's much better. Shali ain't a mesukin. Mine is not taken off trumas and maisers. Vishachaveri mesukin. But my friends, you should know, his is very good. His is trumas and maisers. Halacha is ain't them on him. We don't believe them. Why? Because we say they're playing games, one with the other. Each one's lying for the other one's sake, and they can't believe them. Here we're talking about the merchants. They themselves come into the city. So we're not Arich. We live at home. Therefore, we don't have the cool to believe them. Rabbi Yehuda Raymond Amon. If Yehuda says no, still we believe them. He's not afraid of going on like one is playing a game for the other one. Rather, we believe each one is telling the truth. And Allah is like the Chachomin, that we do not believe them. Here, Perek Chamishi. Haloikeach min hanachtum. If somebody buys, let's say, flour, bread from a baker. You buy bread from a baker. Is Ketzed hu meiser? How do you have to take off the meiser if it's demai? You bought it from an Amoritz. So Allah is, you have to take off Meiser and Shrumas Meiser, and here even Chala. So the locha is Noito Kedei Shrumas Meiser, take out 1/100th of it, which is the shear of Shrumas Meiser, the Chala, and the shear of Chala, which is 1/48th, the Omer and say like this: Echod mi meya mi mashe yeshkan hare bitzad ze meiser. He's one of this 1/100th I took on the side. It should be meiser. Now meiser by itself is 1/10th, so you need another 9/10ths. Ushar meiser samachloi. The rest of the 9/10ths, that's next to it. Now zesh rosisi meiser. This first 1/100th I took off also is through mas meiser alov. This should now become truma smicer, in other words, truma of the meiser itself. Fi hashar, and the rest that I took off at the beginning, like the 1/48th, chala remains chala. O meiser sheni, where's the meiser sheni? Bitzvarna. You have to separate it and say on the north side, that should be the meiser sheni. Oy bedroimer, also on the south side. O mechulol al hamois, and I'll be mechalo with the money I have in my house, the meiser sheni I'm mechalo, therefore you're allowed to eat this bread. So again, since you bought this bread off a baker, which is an Amoritz, so the locher is truma you do not have to take. You only have to take off Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser. Now the Meiser Rishon you keep for yourself, all you have to give away is just the Trumas Meiser. That you have to give to the Kohen. And also Chala also you have to give to the Kohen. And the Meiser Sheni, that you just Mechalol and with the money. And the money you have to bring up to Yerushalayim and use it in Yerushalayim. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Haroitze lahafrish truma usrumas maise kachas. Somebody wants to take off. This is by tevel vaday, not demai. Your own private tefua that grew in Eretz Yisrael. You have a chiv to take off truma semaisus. So you want to take off truma gedola and truma semaiser at the same time. So the case is noitel echad, take one mishloishim v'shalosh u'shlish v'yomer. In other words, takes one out of 33 and a third. In other words, if you have 100 here, take 3 out of the 100. That's called each one is like 1/33 and a third of it. So kitza, take 3 out of 100. For Yomer and say like this: Echod mi meya mi masha yesh kan hare ze bitzad ze chulin. One of these 3, as one of these 100 should remain chulin. For hashar, the other 2 100ths, truma lakol, should become truma gedol on the whole thing. Because the halacha is truma gedola, the shear is 1/50th. So if you have 100 pieces, you have to take off 2 of them. So 2 out of the 100 should become truma gedola. Now, umeya chulin sheyesh kan, that I originally took off 3. So this third one, the third 100th, that is chulin, harei ze bitzad ze meiser. That should now turn into become meiser. Let that be meiser. Now, that's part of meiser. Meiser is 1/10th, so you have to have another 9 like this. Ushar Maisa, the rest, the other 9 of them, Samachla is next to it. Now say like this: Zesho Sisi Maiser, this 1/100th that I made Maiser, also Trumas Maiser Olov. Now I make him this, after I separated the 1/10th, another 9 parts like that part, that I have Maiserishan. Now out of Maiserishan, now you have to take off Trumas Maiser. So this 1/100th that I had at the beginning, I said it was chulin. Now I'm changing it in. That becomes truma semaiser. V'hashar chala, and the rest should be chala. However, a lot of gurus to say you should not be gurus this part of the Mishnah v'hashar chala, because we're not talking about chala right now. It's only here because we were talking about it in the Mishnah before. Now a maiser sheni b'tzvoinoi, the maiser sheni of it should be on the north side, or b'droim the south side, or mechulal al hamois. And it should be mechal, I have money, and I want the kedusha of the Meiser Sheni to go off this Paris and go on to the money. Mishnah Gimel. Halokeach min hanachtum. If you buy bread from a baker, and it's an Amoritz right now, so you don't know if he took off Meiser or not, is Meiser min hachamo ala tzonenis, or min hatzonenis ala hachamo. You're allowed to take off the Meiser and the Trumas Meiser even from hot bread onto cold bread, or the cold bread onto hot bread. Now these, even though you have yesterday's bread and today's bread, still you take off one on the other. And it's not cold, you're taking off min hara al hayofer, because even though on truma vada you're not allowed to do this, but on demai you're allowed to take off even from the bad for the good. Afilo mitfusin harbe, even though each bread like was made like a different type of a form. So even though you really should be afraid that maybe this baker received his flour from different people, so maybe some of them did take off truma semaisis and some did not, so how could you take off truma semaisis now from one bread for all of them? Still, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says we're not afraid. since demai is only midrabbanan, we're not afraid to say one loaf of bread was taken off and one not. We have a right to say they're all the same halacha. Therefore, you're allowed to take off truma samaisvus on one for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda Reiser, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's aser. Shaniyem, because I have to be afraid that chitim shel emesh hoyim mishel echad. Yesterday's wheat came from one amoritz. Vishel hayoyim hoyu mishel acher. And today's wheat, today's bread, came from a different amoritz. So maybe one of them did take off truma samaisvus and one did not. So you can't be mafrish one chalaf, one from one loaf of bread, on the other one. Rabbi Shimon oiseh betrumas meiser umata bechala. He says, but trumas meiser, it's also to do it, but by chala it's muta. Because by meiser, we have to be afraid it came from two different people. So maybe one did take off and one did not. Vashenkein chala, here the chiv is first chal, when this baker now mixes the water and the flour together to make the dough, so it's to this baker that made all the dough. So if you're afraid this baker did not take off challah, you're allowed to take off challah one piece for all the other breads. Because either they all are or they're all not. So challah you're allowed to. All right, we'll stop here. Mishnah will continue on the next tape.